To the frequent flyers, the coffee snobs, and the whiskey connoisseurs, this is a little bit of video slash audio that is expertly crafted in my artisanal kitchen to bring just a little bit of joy, a little bit of insight, a little bit of help into getting married, and hopefully being married. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name's Josh Withers, and this episode is on wedding rehearsals. Gosh, I hate wedding rehearsals. And I'll tell you why. I've never attended a wedding rehearsal that I felt made a wedding better. If you want to tune out, you can just finish the episode now, move on to something else more exciting. But if you want to know why, stick around for a few seconds. Wedding rehearsals are this thing that so many people in the wedding industry inflict on couples getting married because they feel that it's necessary. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. They come from a place where weddings have to be perfect, where they have to be so prim and proper and perfect that it actually sucks the living joy out of getting married, because you've got to stand in the right place and don't be off to the side, or don't stand the right way, or face this way or not that way. I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. You see, when it comes to getting married, you've just got to find someone that you don't hate and lock that in. Say, hey, can we hang out together forever? And you don't need to rehearse that, because real life isn't rehearsed. Real life just happens. You can have a plan. You can have intention. You can have hopes and faith and prayers, and that's great. But you can't rehearse real life. You can't tell kids where to walk and stand. Bridesmaids, groomsmen walking in, they forget. Honestly, the last people on the planet that want to be at your wedding rehearsal are your bridesmaids and groomsmen. None of them care. You see, a wedding rehearsal is the kind of thing that makes everyone feel like they're doing something important when it does nothing important at all. If you've got wedding vendors that know how to do their thing, they don't need to rehearse. I don't need to rehearse. Your wedding photographer doesn't need to rehearse. The venue doesn't need to rehearse. The star, no, none of us need to rehearse. And as for you, the couple getting married, have you walked into somewhere before? Just do that. Just walk in. Rock it. Say, yeah, bitches, I'm here. And when it gets to the end of the aisle, just take my or your celebrant's thoughts on what to do. Just listen to them. You don't have to wait for cues. You don't have to be listening for a cue to make sure you do the right thing. Just be in the present. Be in the moment. And just let the wedding happen to you. And if you walk the wrong way, if you stand in the wrong place, we've got your back. And if you've got celebrants that haven't got your back, get rid of them. If there's a venue that wants your wedding to be so prim and perfect that it's actually going to cause pain on your wedding day, tell them to get in line. This is your wedding, not theirs. And I appreciate that they've got things they do at their wedding venue. It doesn't matter though, this is yours. So do you. Have a plan, have an intention, sit down with your wedding coordinator, your celebrant, and all the people involved, and have a plan, of course. But in the end, when it comes to that day where you're getting married, just let your wedding happen to you. I'm filming this in beautiful Iceland, where I'm about to do a marriage ceremony, which is pretty bloody epic. And I'm proud to say we have rehearsed not a drop of it. However, we're all best mates now. We've been hanging out together all day. We just had pizza down the road, and we're going to go up. Well, you can't see it. It's behind the camera. We're going to go up there soon and do a ceremony. And I'm skilled enough to lead a great ceremony, to create a moment where you both can exchange vows. All I need from you when you're getting married is just to bring some spectacular vows that mean something to you, and just to be present, and just to listen, to speak, and to be. And if you can do that on your wedding day, then you're doing it absolutely right, as we had have hoped in the rehearsal. If you want to check out more episodes, www.therebels.guide. If you want to tell more people, please, for the love of God, do more people need to know about this existing, just send them to that link, www.therebels.guide. And look, I know everyone asks you to do this, but I never do, and I'm just going to. If this is not a terrible thing, can you rate, review, click the stars, whatever you need to do. Just the algorithms love you. So please, just do that. Leave a couple of comments, please. As I said, this has been The Rebel's Guide from Iceland. Have a spectacular day without a rehearsal.